There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark, sharing with you the beginning. We just got through the very first portion of the story from the dailybeast.com. If you weren't tuned in last hour, quick recap for you here. There's a situation involving some high-level government officials in the United Kingdom from the mid-1980s where there were cover-ups going on and presumably continuing past that point, involving people as high up as the Home Secretary for Margaret Thatcher, a man named Leon Britton, who was allegedly fully aware of a pedophile network that included top politicians. There have been allegations that are now being taken seriously by Scotland Yard, according to thedailybeast.com, from back in the 80s, where young boys at sex abuse parties claimed they were essentially molested and or raped by judges, politicians, intelligence officers, and staff at the royal palaces. There was information brought to this reporter, a newspaper editor, whose name is Don Hale, and he was one of the only people willing to even look at this, according to someone by the name of Baroness Castle of Blackburn. She came to Don Hale after the national papers essentially ignored her request for them to look into these allegations.
I've got to say, the allegations are so outlandish that I get where they're coming from. I see why they would be just like, we don't want to be involved in this.
Britton, who died in January, and many of the characters involved, those who are accused, are now dead. So it's convenient that now there's an investigation going on, apparently. Anyway, he was accused of raping a woman and sexually abusing boys, and also allegedly accused of helping cover up these other politicians' alleged acts. So they talk a little bit more about this Barbara Castle character, who said that it never said that this character, Britton, was a pedophile, but she did say that he was the last person you'd want this to go to. She said, "I've been everywhere else. I've been to the Nationals, and no one would touch this with a barge pole. But what do you think?" Hale said, "Of course I was interested. Great Britain's notoriously tough libel laws ensured that obviously he couldn't repeat the allegations included in the Home Office papers that about 16 members of Parliament and members of the House of Lords and 30 high-profile figures from the Church of England, private schools, and big business were members of and advocates for the what's called pedophile information exchange."
So they mentioned private schools here, but private schools, as I understand it, in the UK are public schools, as they would be referred to here in the U.S., and that public schools in the UK are what we would refer to as private schools.
Interesting. I've never heard that. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, that's true.
I have heard that, you know,
it's confusing.
Speaking as a guy from Bradenton, Florida, I have heard that there was, you know, that a certain level of homosexuality that would go on at these public schools.
For the private schools, you mean?
No.
Well, goes on at boarding at all boys boarding schools in America too,
but England's sort of known for it, as it were. So you know, I don't know. That might be where all this started from. I have no idea.
The shadowy group, which operated partly in the open, campaigned for the age of consent to be abolished and incest to be legalized. It also allowed pedophiles to send each other secure mail and to meet in person. Instead, Hale, the reporter, planned to run a story explaining the Home Office was actively investigating these men and repeat some of the concerns voiced to him by Castle, who died in 2002. He set about contacting some of the men.
That's the Duchess or the Baroness or whatever?
Correct.
Okay.
He set about contacting some of the men named in the papers and the Home Office for their response. The very next morning, he was surprised to see the 400-pound figure of Cyril Smith, the Liberty Party MP, or excuse me, Liberal Party MP for nearby Rochdale, arrive at the office. Quote, I'd interviewed him probably four times, and when he came in, I was like, oh, hello, Cyril. And he was, never mind all that, and he was straight at me, Hale said. He said to me quite clearly, I know who's given you this. It's Barbara Castle. I wouldn't say who it was, but it was pretty obvious he knew. He's a hell of a sized guy. He's over 6 feet tall, and he's huge. Took up three seats. He's not a guy you could deal with easily. He was a horror. Hale managed to stonewall Smith, but the following morning he had more visitors. That's when the special branch turned up, he said. Three vehicles pulled up to the newspaper offices, and about 15 men barged inside. Now, I'm curious, Mark, could you mind just Googling real quick special branch and see, like, are they the equivalent of the Secret Service? I'm just curious to see what we could compare them to.
I don't know, but it sounds like the MPs doth protest too much.
Two pushed him up against a wall and brandished a search warrant. And something they described as a D notice, as in the letter D. The D notice system was established in 1912 and was supposed to be used on very rare occasions when national security could be threatened by a news story. The rest of the men were searching for the files, which they described as stolen confidential Home Office papers.
Special branch is a label customarily used to identify units responsible for matters of national security.
Okay. So these are top cops, then, basically.
So it may just be a celebrity who's being accused, although obviously there are a lot more people being accused. But somebody sees this as a threat to the British government as a whole, or they because that's the pretext upon which they got the warrant.
Yeah, exactly. And that there are so many people involved in this, that this would be a very deleterious to their legitimacy if it were to get out.
And this relates also to the, I mean, how does this relate, I guess is the question, to the accusations against Prince William?
I don't know what those accusations are.
There was a young girl who said that she basically was, well, they called it molestation, but it sounded like she was just working as a prostitute, but her clients included one of the princes, she claimed, and there are pictures of her with him at a party. And so that there may be more going on, and if these two are linked, then it's probably a very large thing, and it may even go into the royal family.
Yeah, I suspect it does go deeper than, you know, whatever the surface level has been scratched here. Quote, these bully boys come storming in. They said, we're not here to negotiate. Hand them over or we'll arrest you now. I couldn't argue because as soon as you open the files, it had got not to be removed, confidential, and for your eyes only, all these sorts of things on them. I wouldn't have a hope in hell legally. I would have ended up in prison and the story would have gone nowhere, he said. The story went nowhere for a generation. A new breed of backbench politicians began to reopen these issues in the last couple of years. Simon Dansuk, an MP for Rochdale since 2010, focused on one of his parliamentary predecessors. In a book published last year, he revealed that Sir Cyril Smith, the man who, quote, had steam coming out of his ears, unquote, as he remonstrated with Don Hale, the reporter, was himself allegedly a predatory pedophile, with more than 140 complaints filed against him.
Whoa.
Throughout his life, he had been protected.
140?
Yeah, that's a lot of complaints.
Oh, my God. When you said multiple reports, I was thinking that, you know, maybe there were two or three or maybe five, but 140
throughout his life
complaints. These aren't people that just, you know, decided that this is an MP, we can't do anything about it. These are complaints.
Throughout his life, he had been protected from prosecution. Among the retired police officers Dansuk interviewed, one recalled times special branch officers forbade them from asking a victim about Cyril Smith. So just to be clear here, lower-level cops interviewed by this member of parliament made it clear that they were told not to ask a victim about this member of parliament, told that by the special branch.
And you don't forbid questions until you know the answers. Mm.
Also, I think we should point out that these top cops have a tendency to sort of protect, right? Like they're there to protect the MPs and people like that. In the same way, that sort of the Secret Service has been caught in a few scandals too. Supposedly, the Secret Service set up Hillary Clinton's helped her with the server thing. Clearly, these top cops should know that what she was doing was illegal. So.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the server thing. Maybe you'll have to tell us about that later, Mark.
She ran her own email server out of her house instead of using her Secretary of State email address, which Obama claims not to have known despite having addressed email to her.
So she's not allowed to have another email address?
She's not allowed to use it for official business.
Oh, I see.
Do you want your politicians using email addresses that they can sort of throw away and keep
secret? No, certainly not. I didn't know anything about the story. I'd only seen some headlines. And 855-453 is the toll-free number. More about the UK and this underground network of pedophiles, the highest levels of government on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on in at username lrn.fm. Sharing with you a disturbing story from thedailybeast.com about some old allegations that have arisen again. And there's allegedly some evidence for this. A lot of people saying there's an underground network of pedophiles in the United Kingdom government at high levels, as high up as Margaret Thatcher's top cop, essentially, as they call it, the Home Secretary. They claim he was aware of this pedophile network and actually worked to cover it up. He and his people in the what's called the special branch, who actively apparently told police at lower levels to not ask certain questions of sexual abuse victims about specific politicians who are alleged to have been involved.
Well, we found the thing that really works for advertising on Free Talk Live. Wine. We are apparently among the top producers for Cameron Hughes wine.
Seriously? That's incredible.
I'm shocked to find out there's gambling going on in here. You're winning, sir. Oh, thank you very much.
I guess it doesn't surprise me that our listeners enjoy themselves some wine.
Libertarians love to drink.
Yeah, they drink.
Even people who listen who aren't libertarians probably love to drink.
Well, anybody who lives in a world that is directly opposed to their own beliefs is likely to want to drink.
Yeah, it's true. So, what are we talking about here, Mark? What's the deal that people are so excited about? You're getting this feedback.
Yeah, there's $70 to $100 bottles of wine, all different types, available from Cameron Hughes. What he does is he goes around and he checks with the top vineyards in the United States. He picks up their excess, as it were, mm-hmm. and then he bottles that and sells it under his own label. So
right.
You won't know what the vineyard is. You just have to trust
Cameron Hughes wine, lot number 420.
Something like that. Yeah, that would be yours, wouldn't it? That's your special lot number.
That was my lot number.
You guys can fight over it. So
I'm happy to share with Rich.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm down for some wine.
These $100 bottles of wine can get discounted as far down as $12 a bottle. So it's a big savings. And, you know, they say 70%, but you can do the math. It can be significantly more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So you just go there to chwine.com. There's a microphone in the upper left-hand corner of the page there when you go to chwine.com. And the special deal I worked out with Cameron, by the way, he may be coming on the show to talk about post-prohibition United States.
Oh, cool.
Very excited about that. Is the special deal I worked out was free shipping. So you can get these bottles of wine without having to pay shipping, and liquid weighs quite a bit. So this is a big savings. Go to chwine.com, click on the microphone in the upper left, use coupon code FTL to save on the shipping, and go and enjoy now.
I've seen our listeners posting on Twitter, on our Facebook group. We've got the Free Talk Live Amplifier group. Listeners have been posting. They're excited to be ordering this wine. I haven't seen any reviews yet, so I imagine they are about to receive it.
But we did. We drank it, and the reviews were all stunning.
Well, we liked it, yes, of course. But, I mean, who doesn't like free wine?
it's my favorite kind of wine.
So I'm looking forward to hearing what the listeners have to say about the product once they get it, because I imagine they're going to really like it, too, because it was great stuff. So chwine.com, use code FTL to get free shipping. The prices are awesome prices. Those are regular prices. You're getting free shipping on these amazing bottles of wine. But the free shipping is what doesn't last, right? That's the special offer.
Yeah, that's a special offer. So
use code FTL.
Put your reviews online, tag us in it, and we'll
retweet it.
We'll do something. Yeah.
All right, our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So we talked about how the special branch officers in the UK forbade officers, lower-level officers, from asking a sexual abuse victim about Sir Cyril Smith, who was this 400-pound member of parliament who came in and threatened the newspaper reporter or the magazine, whoever he is, the reporter here, who's been doing the investigations on this back in the 1980s. Others remember the day Smith was allowed to walk. Smith is the MP, was allowed to walk out of a police station. Again, he has 140 complaints against him. He's now dead. Without charge, despite indecent images being found in his car after an unexplained telephone call from London. It wasn't just Special Branch that seemed to keep the MPs, the members of Parliament, out of the clutches of the law. In a candid interview for the BBC in 1995, Tim Fortescue, a Conservative Party or former Conservative Party chief whip, described the grubby calculations routinely applied within political circles of the elite. Quote, "Anyone with any sense who was in trouble could come to the whips, tell them the truth, and say now, 'I'm in a jam. Can you help?' It might be debt, it might be a scandal involving small boys, or any kind of scandal which a member seemed likely to be mixed up in. They'd come and ask if we could help. And if we could, we did. We would do everything we can because we would store up brownie points. That sounds a pretty nasty reason, but one of the reasons is if we can get a chap out of trouble, he'll do as we ask forevermore."
This is one of the things that scares me the most about the NSA spying on emails and that sort of thing.
Because they have the dirt on the politicians,
this
right?
This kind of stuff. Once you have that that power, then you just perpetuate it.
Yeah, well, if you're a political activist, I can tell you from experience that you have to live your life so you would not be afraid to sell the family parrot to the town gossip.
Fortescue's callous words could have come...
I've never even considered selling the family parrot, I can say.
The words could have come from a script of House of Cards, the original British version of which was first broadcast in 1990. There's growing evidence that MI5 and MI6, Britain's security services, took a similar view. MI5 is alleged to have repeatedly blocked investigations into a sex abuse ring at the Kincora Children's Home in Northern Ireland in order to protect its intelligence-gathering operation. The longtime deputy director of MI6 and former High Commissioner in Canada, Peter Heyman, was himself allegedly a pedophile and was ultimately named as such in Parliament by Jeffrey Dickens, one of the members of Parliament. Heyman had been caught with explicit material in 1978, but no charge was brought. Secret files discovered at the National Archives this year revealed that the Attorney General at the time believed it wasn't in the public interest. Now, when they say the public interest, that's code. What does that code actually mean?
The government's interest.
Exactly.
That's what they call themselves. They call themselves the public.
The public. They're public servants. They're serving the government. Public is code for government.
It certainly isn't code for you and me.
Prime?
Especially if you're one of these series, kids getting buggered.
In the series, the cronies, they have a character
funny.
Named Big G, who represents government power, and his face is a mirror because he claims to be you. And me.
Okay, so just as an aside, the cronies is hilarious. You turn me on to this, Rich. It's an animated short series available on YouTube that is this fictional sort of toy series, so the toy line, if you will.
Well, it's basically, the implication is that there's a cartoon behind the marketing,
right?
But they produce more marketing than cartoon, which is true of a lot of kids shows too. And yeah, they do have the series of toys and the commercials for the toys.
And they're very loud, and they got the kids with, you know, the toy just pushing it in the camera, and it looks like a legit toy commercial from, say, the early 1990s or something like that, with the cartoon characters and everything. And anyway,
yeah,
it's all
please
about...
Please Google the cronies with a K.
It's all about the government corruption, and it really makes fun. It's kind of got a libertarian editorial viewpoint.
It's got to be made by libertarians.
Yeah,
it rocks.
It's pretty good stuff. All right, so more coming up on the Pervert Files in the United Kingdom. We'll come back with it here in moments. It's Free Talk Live, plus your calls as well.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a fairly lengthy story, but just absolutely shocking. About some allegations that are confirmed. I mean, there's a lot of links in here that I'm sort of overlooking because obviously in the interest of time, we're not going to follow the links in this story. But as an example...
We don't give footnotes, though, on the radio. I mean, yeah. You can't.
And this is not just like some set of allegations. There's a lot of confirmation that's coming out. The allegations are regarding the 1980s, 30 years ago... top level people within the United Kingdom government alleged to have been involved with essentially a pedophile ring that was being covered up at the highest levels of government by essentially the top cop, preventing lower level police from doing investigations into certain people. Leon Britton, Margaret Thatcher's Home Secretary, even Thatcher herself got involved in playing protection, according to the what's going to come next here in this story that we're going to share with you in a moment. But first, Mark, how can one go and get some Bitcoin? I know Johnny Ray called me up today saying he was really excited today. He thought he was ready to buy some Bitcoin. And I said, well, you need to go to ExpressCoin.com because he wanted to know if I would sell it to him. I'm like, I don't want to sell my Bitcoin. You need to go to ExpressCoin.com because he thinks the Bitcoin price is going to go up. It's starting to creep up right next to 300.
Yeah, it was up. Well, it hit 300 on some exchanges today.
But oh, really?
It's very close, and it seems like it's going to continue to keep going. So,
well, you never know, but
it's speculation, but it's my speculation. That's my belief. So you can go to expresscoin.com and get your Bitcoins, Litecoin. They've got Dogecoin and several others over there too. You just send a check or a money order, and they'll get it to you, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Now, I've done a lot of business with them. Ian, you've done some too, right?
Mm-hmm. Back when they had a previous name as well.
Yeah, I can't remember what that was.
I couldn't either. He asked me today.
Yeah. I think it's cashintocoins.com.
That's right. But you're right.
Yeah, we're supposed to forget that anyway. So ExpressCoin is what you're supposed to remember. If you can,
I was remembering ExpressCoin. They've done a good job with it.
They've got an app to make it easy, so... You can use coupon code FTL. They even got a coupon code for us. If you buy less than $40 worth of whatever cryptocurrency it is that you buy, you can do it with no fee at all from ExpressCoin.com. So it's ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL when you buy. Thanks so much.
Margaret Thatcher herself getting involved in this cover-up of the pedophile ring in the United Kingdom's highest levels of government. We'll tell you more about that coming up. First, we've got Jim in Raleigh, North Carolina, listening to Talk Radio 850. Hello, Jim.
Hi, this is Jim. How are you?
Hi, Jim. You're on the air.
I was wondering if y'all had heard about the Franklin cover-up that was involved with Boys Town. It was back about the same time period, and it involved some famous people, some politicians at the time. But there was a documentary made that was supposed to be on like the Discovery Channel, but that was kind of covered up, too.
Now, you said the Franklin cover-up. What is yeah. Franklin?
Well, I can't remember the exact state, but it was like Franklin County.
Nebraska.
It involves Boys Town, which is
And what is that?
Boys Town is a place where boys that are homeless go to. And it was like there was like religious authority over the place. But over the years, things happened, but it was,
is that the thing that's been around for decades that Jimmy Cagney advertised way back in the day?
Yeah, that's the same Boys Town, but talking about modern day.
Right.
And when was this cover up? Also the 80s, around the same time frame as the UK one?
Same time. There was somebody named Larry King, which is not the talk show host, that was involved in it. It was a big scandal, but it was really covered up. It's on the internet. It's called the Franklin cover-up, and there is actually a documentary that was made for the Discovery Channel, but that was covered up too. That was hushed up. I can't remember the name of the title, but there's several versions on YouTube that you might find. It's very poor quality, but it's still out there.
Jim, did you believe the allegations about that?
Well, you know, if y'all believe about what's going on in England, I'm sure it's going on in the United States too, because you look at how politicians get controlled and blackmailed to do what they're doing. I mean, you know, there's bribery and blackmail in high office to just keep people from, you know, doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, I've always found it plausible. I mean, people in positions of power are going to use that power in the ways that they darn well please. And if they have perversions, they're going to use it in that way. So it doesn't surprise me at all. But up until this point, there hasn't really been a whole lot of evidence of it. Now this is getting out there about what happened in the UK. Thanks for bringing that up tonight, Jim. I appreciate hearing from you.
Not only will the government agents act like perverts if they are perverts, but people who are perverts are going to be drawn
towards
any position where they have power over others.
Especially a place like Boys Town, which
the
sounds
power
like
to compel. It's full of it.
Well, I mean, this place, Boys Town, you're dealing with homeless, down on their luck, young teenage boys who, you know, they're looking for help, and they're probably at the most vulnerable point in their entire lives.
Yeah, predators tend not to target those that are, you know, wealthy or powerful or come from good families and things like that.
They occasionally do, but it's a lot easier to make a stink out of it.
The longtime deputy director of MI6 and former high commissioner in Canada, Peter Hayman, was allegedly a pedophile and was ultimately named as such in Parliament by one of the members, Jeffrey Dickens, who we mentioned earlier. Now, Hayman had been caught with explicit material, but no charge was brought. Secret files have been revealed this year that the Attorney General at the time believed it wasn't in the public interest for Hayman to be prosecuted. Prime Minister Thatcher herself ordered his depravity to be concealed from the public. And that's linked to a completely separate article published over at theindependent.co.uk that's, you know, headline, Thatcher stopped officials publicly naming Sir Peter Hayman as suspected pedophile, published in February of this year. So a lot of this information is just now coming out.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, when you're a politician, you're put in some position, you say to yourself, well, this important thing that needs to happen is going to be put in jeopardy, whatever that might be. I don't know, call it health care, call it a particular war they want to fight, whatever it might be. If this person gets, if this blows up, cover it up.
Thatcher must also have known about the allegations against her Home Secretary, Leon Britton, because 1984's most explosive gossip had appeared on the pages of the scurrilous Private Eye newspaper. Her bodyguard, Barry Stevens, now says he personally warned her that another of her most trusted lieutenants, Sir Peter Morrison, had also abused underage boys. She appointed Morrison to run her 1990 re-election campaign regardless. Time and time again, crimes were reported, but voices from above silenced the complaints before they came to court. Carl, who does not wish to give his second name, told the Daily Beast that this culture of secrecy, which had apparently paralyzed the British legal system, helped to scare off victims who wanted to report their powerful abusers. Mm-hmm. Carl was abused by a pedophile ring from the age of 7, and the emotional and physical torture went on for 9 years. Some of his attackers, he says, were men with influence and authority. Quote, "The authority is not what stops people from speaking out. It's the fear that is instilled by these people. It appears the cover-ups did happen, and it makes survivors very wary because you don't know who you can have confidence in to report. How do you know the person to whom you're reporting is not, in point of fact, in on the cover-up?"
Well, that's happened in the story here.
And that's especially bad when these are agents of a violently enforced monopoly. So there's no private security company you can go to and say, I've been harmed. There's nothing outside this system. There is only Zool.
One of the people who dedicated their lives to amplifying the voices of the victims, trying to ensure the powerful would be held to account, was Liz Davies. In the late 80s and early 90s, she was a social worker in Islington, North London, with an unusual problem. Teenage boys, usually so reluctant to seek help, would line up outside of her office on Hornsey Road, waiting to come inside. She would later discover that the International Office of the Pedophile Information Exchange, we mentioned earlier, this is apparently the name of this group that they had members in, you know, the highest levels.
This isn't a law enforcement group. This is the group of pedophiles. It's not information about pedophiles.
Correct. This is a group of pedophiles, some of whom were in law enforcement, others in the judicial system, others the members of parliament, others in the royal family, kind of the royal building or the royal staff, I guess. 855, 450, free. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're limited close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Mark, you're going to talk about treason. Someone may be facing some treasonous charges for something.
Treason! Regarding out.
A foreign politician in the United States being welcomed.
That's the idea.
Yeah, so we'll share that with you when we have the chance, but we're in the middle, and we'll also get to your phone calls. I want to wrap up this story from thedailybeast.com. And there's, you can continue to dig into this. Again, and I'll link to this on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, but in the Daily Beast story, they link to other stories that back up the claims that they're making here. Like, for instance, that Margaret Thatcher in the mid-1980s actually used her own authority to help cover up alleged child abuse by higher-ups in her government. The allegations are, and there have been several in this particular story, that there's a pedophile information exchange. Now, presumably that was what they called themselves, I guess, this group that essentially was made up of some of the highest levels of government, members of parliament, people in law enforcement, people in the judicial system, staff at the royal family. Wow. And essentially that they were being covered up, all of the allegations, multiple allegations. One member of parliament had 140 complaints against him. No charges were ever brought, even though there allegedly was evidence. It was just covered up or the lower level cops were prohibited by the so-called special police or whatever they called themselves to the highest cops to, you know, prevented from asking the right questions of these alleged abusers. Anyway,
I've got a lot of feeling. I feel for these kids because I was getting assaulted in a military academy at about the same time.
Really? How old were you at the time?
I was 13, and reported. I just learned to fight and whoop the guy. But
well, within this article, we've seen the ages have gone as low as 7 in this case. So it's, you know, this isn't all young teenage boys or anything like that. This may very well be a number
of
children.
Yeah, this goes down to children, and that's.
So going on here, there's a lady here, social worker, Liz Davies. She said in the late 80s and 90s, she was a worker in North London, and her problem was that teenage boys would line up to come inside her office. Normally, these teenage boys would be reluctant to seek help, but she would later discover that the International Office of the Pedophile Information Exchange was just a few hundred yards from her desk. And her patch was home to a host of prolific child attackers linked into a network of powerful abuse rings that stretched from Westminster to Northern Ireland, Wales, and the island of Jersey in the Channel. In 1990, she raised concerns at a local council meeting that a large number of boys in the area were showing signs of abuse. She claimed that Margaret Hodge, then leader of Islington Council and later the Minister for Children under Tony Blair,
oh my God,
ignored her warnings. It was 2014 before Hodge would apologize for her, quote, shameful naivety. Now, that's linked to as well. They linked to another story from The Telegraph in the UK. In failing to properly investigate the claims of abuse, she is now the chair of the Public Accounts Committee, which is responsible for oversight of all government spending. Determined to continue her own investigation into the abuse, Ms. Davies, the social worker, began working with a colleague in the police force to gather more evidence. She said, "We started interviewing a lot of the boys. With this being a small area, I knew them. I knew their families. I'd helped their parents. So I wasn't seen as a bad person." She told the Daily Beast, quote, "They didn't like the police because they were always nicking them for things, but I would get them to speak to the police officer." So nicking meaning they would arrest them and harass them for things. They started putting maps
up. What a surprise. The police officers are after the poor, molested kids and leaving the MPs alone.
They started putting maps up around the office, linking the boys, listing those affected and those suspected of abusing them. Quote, "We were breaking a lot of ground," she said. Then came a call from the regional headquarters. Davies and her boss and her police counterpart and his boss were summoned for a meeting. "We were both told to drop all of our investigations. And that we had no evidence, and we had no right to be interviewing the boys," she said. So this is from her boss's regional headquarters, calls her up. "You got to stop this investigation." It was a heartbreaking moment, but this mini abuse fighting team vowed to continue their work. She said, "We made an agreement we would carry on under the radar, and that's what we did." In 1991, their investigations led to the conviction of a fire official called Roy Caterer. When police officials raided his home, they found exactly what her boys had described, along with albums and albums of indecent photos. Davies thought that her work would finally be taken seriously by the authorities. She was wrong. She had amassed evidence of abuse perpetrated against 61 victims, but she claims council officials continued to tell her to stop causing trouble. A year later, she finally quit social services when she says she discovered that the boys she had been trying to save were being sent back into the Islington care home system only to suffer yet more sexual abuse. "I was networking these children into another network which was running within care homes. I was handing over the most vulnerable, sexually exploited children to more pedophiles." She said, "I have to live with that." Just let me translate what happened there in case it went over your head. So she was trying to help these teenage boys get, and younger perhaps,
right,
get out of these situations in which they were being abused by higher-ups in government
yep.
by getting them into what it sounds like the foster care system, which also held a ring of pedophiles who then proceeded to continue to abuse.
How delightful.
Davies took a suitcase stuffed with evidence, including graphic photographs, to the Metropolitan Police. She said the well-intentioned superintendent looked at her hall and mournfully confessed that powerful figures still controlled what might be exposed. He said, quote, I won't be able to investigate here at Scotland Yard.
If you're in England, I have five words for you. Your tax dollars at work.
Mm. That's the story by thedailybeast.com.
It's frightening. It makes you wonder how often things like this go on elsewhere, really.
It really does.
I mean, the claims are out there, but you can't really prove anything other than that. I mean,
even if you can prove something, you can't take it to the government because they'll brush it under the rug. At least that's what's been happening for the last few decades. Now there seems to be interest in this story after many of the main characters have passed away.
So the people, if anybody, actually ever gets prosecuted about it, it's going to be the younger, probably poorer people who were like the go-to people in the system. But
the guy driving the car.
The guy driving the car. The guy providing security. And don't get me wrong, they deserve to be prosecuted if they knew what was going on. But the principals will never be prosecuted.
So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up anything that happens to be on your mind, and that's what Samuel has been waiting patiently to do here in Nashville. Samuel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Mark.
Awesome.
Hey, you're on the air.
Man, thanks. I had a question for you guys about, have you ever heard of the adverse possession? Adversely
yes.
possessing property?
Sure.
Okay, well, I did a little research, and apparently, you have to file some kind of liens against property before it can be sold if you want to adversely possess it somehow. Is that the correct process?
I would imagine, because adverse possession is a informal process. And for those who don't know what it is, adverse possession is when you live on a piece of land for a sufficient amount of time. I believe it's 15 years in New Hampshire. And if the owner doesn't notice you, the state will transfer possession to you. And
if you put a lien on it, or
you will unofficially own it after 15 years, but before you could actually sell it, you would have to have clear title, and that would probably mean actually going to the state. But you know, after 15 years, my understanding is if he shows up and says, "Get off my land," you can say, "No, right. I don't think so. This is my land now."
So what if I pretend that I was adversely possessing a piece of land for 14 years, 364 days, and then claim to somebody, "I've been here for 15 years." Like, what kind of...
How do you prove otherwise?
Well, your occupation of the land has to be a number of things, and two of them are open and notorious. And notorious means...
Well, I'm anything if not
noticeable,
notorious.
Not necessarily
not
how we mean notorious when we use it.
I see.
But something that would be noted by the owner if he showed up to check.
Another question I had, kind of in the same vein... would it be possible to adversely possess public property?
The state is specifically exempted from adverse possession, as
okay.
I understand it. I've had the same thought, because I'd hate to jack a person's land,
right.
but I would love to jack the state's land.
Okay. One other thing, if we got a second, my wife's car was towed because it was on the side of the road. And I had to pay about $200 to the city to get it back. You know how that situation works. My idea was I wanted to go do some community service and bill the city in the same exact amount. I was wondering if I could...
billing the city talk. For... Hold on. I'm curious to know what you mean. Stand by. We'll bring you back here. Billing the city for community service? I'm not sure what he's getting at. We'll clarify with Samuel in moments. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jackets. Shiny badges. This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.